I am Susan Young, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is the February 12th special meeting that starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Will the recording secretary take the roll?
Here you go. Kaja Brown? Kaja? Okay, Fred Sadbos?
Here.
Okay. Jerome Edge? Jerome?
Yeah.
Rita? Let's see, Sally Garrett?
She expects to be late.
Okay. Jan Goodman? Jan?
And you're muted.
I'm here.
Thank you. Judy Hewitt?
She expects to be late.
Okay. Iberia Jones?
I'm here.
Thank you. Zan Caldwell?
Here.
He's off now, right?
He resigned.
Okay. And Sean K. McPherson?
I am.
Okay, thank you. Ron Pinchback? Ron?
He's muted.
Why don't you come back to him?
Okay, Myra Beeson?
Myra's muted.
Oh, thank you for pointing that out, Fred.
Okay, thank you, Myra. Serene Roberts?
Present, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
James Sagerton? Point of order with regard to the notice of this meeting. It is inadequate.
So, Serene, we're going to take up your point of order after the roll call.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Here.
Thank you. Minerva Sanders?
Present.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman?
Here.
Thank you. Dennis Williams?
I'm here.
Thank you. Michael Woodson?
I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Susan Young?
Here. And has Ron Pinchback joined us?
He's here.
I'm here.
Thank you.
Are you also?
Okay, Serene, your point of order.
Special meetings require 7 days advance notice in writing and by telephone. Specifically, it requires an email, snail mail, or fax to each member based on their expressed preference, and a telephone call. Announcing at a meeting on the 5th that you're calling a special meeting, and it actually doesn't say who called the meeting, that also is a defect. Announcing a meeting during a meeting is not adequate notice per even the bylaws that y'all put in place in the spring.
Okay, I'm finding your point of order not well taken, and let me respond. The meeting was posted on February 4th. The meeting was also addressed in the February 5th board meeting in which the purposes were stated. The telephonic communications have been given to everybody on the board. Either I've spoken in person or I've left a message, with the exception of Ron Pinchback, who I may not have had the right number. I couldn't leave a message. So, moving on.
I'll second
Madam
that.
Chair? Madam that, Chair?
Zach seconds.
Yes, hang on. Yes. Yes, Serene.
You're talking to me or to Zach? Oh, okay, good. Calling someone on the day of the meeting to say...
No, I'm sorry, Serene. Are you challenging the ruling of the chair? It's very simple.
I am challenging the ruling of the chair.
Okay, is there a second to the challenge?
Asking you to read the bylaws.
Serene, I'm going to ask you to be quiet. You are challenging the ruling of the chair. Is there a second to the challenge?
Call the member to order.
Yeah, thank you. All right, is there a second to the challenge? Okay, hearing none, we'll go on. We've done the call to order. Report out from the February 5th meeting is the PNB met in executive session to discuss personnel, legal, and contractual matters of a confidential nature. report out from the, and it should be the February 9th meeting. The PNB received a briefing from council about an updated ED employment agreement for 2026 and the updated ED job description for action at the February 12th, 2026 meeting. Excused absences. I don't think we have any requested. We're missing Jerome and Kaja. We expect Julie and Sally to be later. Darlene Pagano is a candidate, so Fred has graciously offered to be timekeeper. I will read the agenda. Agenda approval for the open portion of the agenda, 5 minutes. Three, elections to replace resigned directors, 25 minutes. Let me get there. Motion to move into closed session at a time no later than 9:05 p.m. ET, 1 minute. Is there any objection to the open session agenda as read? Okay, we will move on. Elections to replace resigned directors. This is 25 minutes, and we have four candidates with us today, two for the KPFA staff seat and two for the KPFT listener seat. And that is, there's an error in the agenda. It says KPFK, but it's KPFT. Julie, we have followed the procedure that was recommended by the governance committee and adopted by the board. The PMB resignations were submitted to the secretary. After resignation or term out received, the secretary an email sent to all board members. The election for filling the vacancies will be added to the agenda for the next PMB meeting, an announcement of those who have been nominated by email, and an opportunity for further from the floor. Nominees will have an opportunity to speak and answer questions for 5 minutes. So that's speak and answer questions. You have to be, in order to be eligible, you have to be based on membership at that station for at least 1 year and match the class and station of the person being replaced. The secretary has sent out to our candidates the order in which they will be given the opportunity to speak. Let me recognize and ask each of you to say your name. I'll do it by alpha order. Teresa.
You're muted.
She obviously knew she was muted. Please, Brad, calm down.
No, she doesn't. So let's go on to Anthony Vitz.
Okay.
Sorry. Anthony?
Yes, thank you. I'm Anthony Fest, a candidate for KPFA staff seat.
Great. Teresa?
Teresa Allen, candidate for KPFT listener director.
P.K. McCary?
P.K. McCary, candidate for membership.
Listener member KPFT?
KPFT.
Got it. Okay, Darlene Pagano.
Hi. Darlene Pagano, staff seat for KPFA.
Okay, the order for speaking is first for KPFT, where the resignation happened sooner, second for KPFA, where the resignation happened later, and then in alpha order. So, last name by candidate.
Point of order?
Yes.
Since everybody gets 5 minutes and that includes questions, do you want me to let people know when, for example, 4 minutes or 3 minutes is up?
Yes.
Which?
So why don't you let people know when 2 minutes is up and 30 seconds? Meaning 2 minutes left.
Okay, 2 minutes. So 3 minutes is up and they'll let them know when 30 seconds is up. Thank you.
Got it. Okay. Teresa, you were up 5 minutes for statement and for questions from the board.
Okay. Thank you very much for nominating me for this seat. I have served on the Pacific and National Board since I guess 2002, I was on the IPNB and participated at KPFT and on the national board in working on the bylaws. I don't know whether that's good or bad. So when you look at the minutes on KPFTX, I was at those first meetings. I also helped originate the affiliate task force, worked with Marty Durlin of KGNU Boulder, Colorado, who was the first national board chair, and Vicky Santa of WMNF in Tampa. And the task force had a very good run. I think if you look at the minutes, I think they took minutes up until I left the national board. It was kind of disbanded for a while because of some problems, but I thought it was very constructive. In my spare time, I have attended Grassroots Radio Conference, so I have met a lot of the affiliate staff, general managers and program directors, and I find that inspirational. So that's where I'm coming from. So I've been most active with affiliates, but I've also served on personnel. I have served as secretary to several different people on that committee. And I thought that we achieved a lot. Been on several search committees to search for executive directors. So in the moving forward, I would imagine I would be on governance. It does not come easily or naturally to me, governance, but, and I tend to trust the attorneys that we hire, and utilize their guidance. If you need someone on governance, because that's the position that Marianne Martinez was on, I'd be happy to serve. I'd be happy to serve on COI, be happy to work in any way with affiliates. That's what I would find most enjoyable. I'm also on KPFT. I've been chair of the development and outreach for over 10 years.
2 minutes remaining.
Thank you. What I find most productive lately is we've been calling lapsed donors. That's been pretty productive. And it's a great way to meet our listeners and get feedback from them about what they want. Because even if they can't give any money, they give me feedback on what they like listening to. So
Teresa, let me recognize a couple of people who have questions. Myla, then
okay,
Serene.
Thank you.
So Teresa, currently we don't have, as far as I know, an affiliate task force on the PNB.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, when you worked with the affiliates, was that via a task force or a committee? And so I know you said that that's what you'd like to continue to do, but maybe that would be informal?
Informally. Many people, in many times in the past, I've seen people on the national board say, well, what can our affiliates do for us? And we wanted to take all of the money that they gave because they are clients. And I don't know, I would probably, might not win any points with any board members, but I feel we have some obligations to give back to them because I think
let me interrupt and let me ask people to pose your questions very briefly. Serene, then Jan.
You have 30 seconds left.
Okay.
Serene. Teresa, we take both questions and your statements. Jan?
I wanted to find out what you would like to see happen in this next year or 2 years or 5 years.
I would like to see affiliates and sister stations act collaboratively.
Your time is up.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, those are the parameters that we adopted.
Thank you,
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I didn't realize that your moderator or whatever had muted me, so I was asking Teresa my question, but she couldn't hear me.
Given that's the case, Serene, please pose your question.
Thanks. Teresa, can you tell me what the demographics are of Houston and what the demographics are of your LSB, ethnic diversity? Thanks.
I would say, I don't have the exact figures, but let me see. I've recruited several people and there's been some turnover. Marianne marked there are, well, I would say, Houston has, I would say, a large Hispanic and a large Asian American and a large African American, compared to Caucasian, constitution. And
1 minute
obviously,
is up.
And KPFT is short on diversity, I would say, at this time, our LSB.
Okay, that's enough for that. So now, PK, you have 5 minutes, and let me chasten everybody to make your questions short if we get to that. PK, please go ahead and make your statement.
Transparency, right off the bat, a lot of people here may know me, but there's some who don't. So I think I'll define myself from the perspective that first, I'm not here to seek any kind of control. I seek to strengthen its capacity to fulfill its mission, however, and serve the public trust. My work is always focused on developing systems that allow new leaders to emerge, contribute, and sustain the institution beyond any one individual, including myself. I do not define my work by what I resist. I define it by what I build, structures, relationships, and processes that repair harm and restore forward motion. I don't think of integrity and ethics as aspirations, but being operational requirements. Every decision must strengthen trust, transparency, and accountability. I understand the health of an institution depends on its ability to cultivate new leadership while honoring those who built it. Succession is not accidental. It must be intentional. I'm not aligned with any faction. I'm aligned with Pacifica's mission. My responsibility is to the long-term health of the institution, no short-term victories. Sustainable solutions are built through listening, understanding root causes, and working collaboratively towards structural repair, which is needed. My work, locally, nationally, and internationally, reflects my commitment to building initiatives that strengthens communities, preserve legacy, and create opportunity for future generations. Leadership is not about visibility. It's about responsibility. My role is to help Pacifica function more effectively, ethically, and sustainably. Pacifica's future depends on restoring trust, strengthening governance, and creating pathways for growth. And that is the work I'm prepared to do.
Okay, we've got a hand up. Serene.
Thanks. Can you hear me? Someone muted me again.
No, no one muted you. Go
I yes. Unmuted, but don't tell me what I heard. Thank you. So my understanding is that Houston's about almost 50% Latino, 20, high 20s Black, high 20s White, much lower Asian population. Can you tell me how many people...
3 minute warning.
How many people on your LSB are people of color? Because with Teresa's election, that would make it an all-white contingent from Houston. Again, the diversity has been a constant problem at KPFT, on air and on the board. Do you know how many people of color are on your LSB?
Basically, two. I don't know if Adriana calls herself a personal color or not, but she is listed as a minority. I think that one of the things that we're going to have to do is really understand what diversity and inclusion are as it relates to equity. The decisions are not being made by us because there is no us in any kind of majority to handle anything other than what the majority has.
Jan.
Can you tell us what you have done on the to assist KPFT move forward and
30-second warning
and your efforts and the results of those efforts of recruiting people of color to the local station board?
By the way,
if you could turn the camera down.
Quick question. You're burning time. Go ahead. Go ahead, PK.
I'm sorry.
I have volunteered considerably throughout my life at the KPFT, including my own show, as well as raising enough money for that. But I've done workshops that help us find ways in which we can work together and repair the breach that is happening right now in throughout Pacifica.
That's 30 seconds over. I let the talk go 30 seconds over because I wanted PK to have all the time that she needed to answer the question, but we're past 5 minutes.
Okay. So we're ready to go to the next candidate. Let me recognize that Kaja Brown has joined us. Kaja, will you say hello?
Hello.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay. We will hear from two candidates for the KPFA staff position that was vacated more recently than the KPFT position. And in alpha order, we'll hear first from Anthony Fest. You've heard 5 minutes. Speak and then receive questions.
Before I start the clock, I think I really ought to give people a 1 minute warning and a 30-second warning because the 30-second just doesn't give anybody a chance to answer. So if there's not an objection, I'll give them a 2 minute warning, a 1 minute warning, and a 30-second warning.
I think that's very helpful. Also, let me ask everybody who's asking a question, make it brief. Okay, Anthony.
Okay, good evening, PNB members. I'm Anthony Fest, a candidate for a PNB seat representing the KPFA staff. I've been on my LSB several times, and I'm in the middle of an LSB term right now. I've not been on the PNB before, but I've been on a number of committees, including elections and governance way back when. I've been with KPFA since 1994. I took the KPFA news class and started doing news stories in 1996. I started hosting the Sunday newscast, and I stayed with that for 20 years. Also, I became the producer for several talk shows, one by Andres Soto, another by Project Censored. And now I'm producing a segment called Poor News Network, which is a look at issues affecting low-income and no-income people by low-income people themselves. As the host, Lisa Gray Garcia, a.k.a. Tiny, likes to say, know about us without us. And the content is great, but it takes a lot of labor to make that material broadcast ready. I'm glad to do that because I think it's one of the most important 20 minutes on radio anywhere, not just on Pacifica. I'd like to share some opinions with you, if I may. First, it's always about programming. programming is why we exist. Programming is why listeners subscribe. A long time ago at KPFA, we had a general manager, Andrew Phillips, who would do on-air reports to the listeners and take call-ins. He'd sometimes start by talking about what this board or this committee did or what happened with this budget. But when people called in, their questions were always about programming. They'd say, well, I'd like to hear more reggae, or I'd like to hear this show in the afternoon instead of the morning, etc. That's what matters to the audience. So while this board might concern itself with financial and legal and organizational issues, and obviously they're important, remember that ultimately it's always about programming. And second, if this institution actually wants to continue, innovation is not optional. People have more choices today than they ever did, including not listening to radio at all, let alone choosing this station or the other station. So resting on our laurels is not going to work. I think and fear that there's a tendency to just keep playing the same shows, you know, over and over, year after year. But that's
2 minute warning.
That's not the way we're going to grow and win back the audience we've lost. And finally, I'd like to say I think we're here to provide a service to historically underserved or discriminated against populations. We can't just talk about diversity. We have to act on it every day. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions? Myla.
Yeah, Anthony, what role do you think you would play as a national board member in terms of impacting or making decisions or about programming? It's because that seems to be what you're stressing.
Mm-hmm. Well, for one thing, I'd like to see the stations cooperate more among themselves. I mean, I've been told there are weekly program directors conference calls, and yet when you look at the grids, I don't see much sharing of programs. Now, the Mitch Jezeritz show was shared across multiple stations, but for example, there are a lot of shows on the East Coast stations that we're not hearing on the West Coast, and I think we ought to, just to name one, Code Pink Radio, but I could name many more.
Serene.
30-second warning.
Thanks very much. Anthony, I'm interested. I was interested to hear you say that you came in as a result of a training for a news program. There's not enough training. There's not enough new blood. There are not clear opportunities for telling people how they can get involved in our station beyond funding it. So I'd be interested in what you have to say with regard to training the community that we're supposed to be serving.
Yeah, unfortunately.
5 minute warning. That's on. Time's up.
Let me give Anthony enough to just respond. Please be brief.
I think KPFA ought to restore its apprenticeship program, a program with a long and distinguished history, which educated people in radio skills, and many of them went beyond Pacifica to put those skills to work.
That's enough. Okay, moving on to the next candidate. This is the second candidate for the KPFA staff position, Darlene Pagano. 5 minutes, and you've seen. Keep it tight.
All right. Well, I am happy to run for a seat that will only be for this year, this calendar year, but important all the same. Many of you know me from previous years that I've been on the PNB. And over time, I have gotten really encouraged by the development of the board. It's been a long time since we've had a meeting that ran after midnight, for one small example. I have kept in touch with the board currently, though I am not on it as of 2025. I was part of the personnel committee as an HR consultant to continue to run the ED of performance review annually. And I have been I was also elected to the audit committee, but as a non-voting member, as the secretary, that this will be the third audit that I will be on committee for Pacifica. And and on the personnel committee, I said HR consultant, but I will still be on the personnel committee through the finishing rounding up the vote on the ED contract, the ED agreement. But back to KPFA, I am a graduate of the KPFA apprenticeship program. I actually stayed in it for almost 4 years and was a producer for the Friday night apprenticeship program at 7 p.m. And I also did a lion's share of the PSA recordings and broadcasts, as well as the community calendar creation and broadcast. Right now, I am not producing. I am working in the Office of the General Manager on the coordinating of all the volunteer, that is the unpaid production people and whatever volunteer position there is of on the staff. And the biggest part of that project right now is the creation of the roster, the online roster of all of volunteers. Thank you. And that is going to, and the recording of hours that the volunteers work. When there is the election and come the end of the year, well, October, there will be no problem and no question as to who is a qualified volunteer, because they have been recorded on the roster and they have recorded their own time.
Oh, okay, so, Darlene, I'm going to interrupt you so that Myla can ask a question.
Sure.
So does that system of having a roster for purposes of the election apply to any stations other than KPFA?
The general manager has told me that it is Pacifica-wide. There won't be any problem with who is eligible for election to vote in the upcoming election, which will be
1 minute remaining.
Such an easement.
And not to take away from Darlene's time, I admitted Julie Hewitt to the Zoom a few minutes ago.
Okay, thank you. And Julie, you'll speak when Darlene's done. Okay, Darlene, you have, I think, a little more time.
Oh, 30 seconds.
Serene's got a question for you.
So as the person handling the roster, you will actually be supervising the eligibility of the people who would be eligible to vote for you next
now,
year?
No, my job will be to help folks use that roster database and keep up with it, and get people to understand the importance, because there's a lot of financial importance.
And what was the process by which you were selected? And do you plan
your
to
time's
run
up,
with the
5 minutes
you
is up.
That's not relevant, Serena. It's about this election today. It's not about the 2026 or possibly 2027.
Well, she raised it as part of her contribution.
5 minutes is up.
Okay. That is done. So let me recognize that Julie Hewitt has joined. Julie, would you be kind to say something?
I am here. Thanks. Sorry I'm late.
Great. Okay. So we've had 5 minutes from each of the four candidates. Let me just summarize that OPA vote ballot will be created and sent to all PMB members except the person being replaced. To be counted, the OPA vote ballots must be received by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days from the date of the meeting. The results of the election will be reported to the PNB and to the new member by the PMB secretary by email and added to the PMB distribution list and treated as a director immediately. The newly elected director will be introduced and added to the roll call at the next PMB meeting. So thank you, four of you, for spending your time with us this evening. This is, we're going to be going into executive session.
Chair, this is James. May I be recognized before you do that?
Yes.
I just want to respectfully submit that because, in my opinion, the status of the correct way to do this procedure is not yet determined, I'm not going to be participating in the process. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Teresa, Anthony, PK, Darlene. Darlene is our timekeeper. She will stay with us for the executive session.